Yesterday, upon the stair, I met a man who wasn't there.
Hello? Can you find me?
He wasn't there again today. I wish he'd go away.
I'm behind you. I'm right behind you.
Last night I saw upon the stair a little man who wasn't there.
Don't be scared. I just want to play a game with you.
He wasn't there again today. Oh, how I wish he'd go away.
Hello, pod people. Thank you for joining us for Paranormal Whispers. This is a Through the Abyss podcast production.
Tonight, we're going to be chatting with one of our paranormal buddies. His name is Travis, and he's going to be telling us a couple stories from the area that he lives in.
So, in October, I believe it was October 17th, to be accurate, if I look back at the pictures, I went to Palmyra, Missouri with a medium, and we went to a place called Elmwood Farm. And it's a place that I was at before. I went to a wedding there. Beautiful place. I got to tour it, and I felt, you know, that's one of the things that I can do sometimes. I can't do it all the time. But I felt that there was something there, and I knew that I wanted to come back and do some kind of investigation there. Well, I was lucky enough to do that. And so I had this medium go with me because I don't like to do anything by myself. I do some things by myself, but if it feels like there could be something demonic or something of that nature, I don't do anything by myself. But we go up there, and the place that I wanted to go to was the attic, because I was told that you could go to the attic, and this little spirit girl would play with a ball with you. And so I was ready to go up there. And as we're pulling in and parking, the medium looks over and she said, "Well, we need to go out there because there's something going on there." And I look over and she's not looking at the house or the big barn or anything that I was ready to look at. And she's looking at this little watershed, which wasn't that old. It wasn't from the 1800s or anything. So I just kind of told her that we would do that after we're done with the attic. So we go in and we talk to the owner, and she gives us the tour as she always does. She's great at it. And we go up to the attic and we do our stuff. I did not get to play ball with the little girl. I have some great pictures. We did do a candlelight vigil, or not vigil, session up there. And I got a lot of flickering and some good communication going on. So there's definitely stuff up there. So we did that and we made our way back down. I was going to go to this big barn that is probably about, I'd say, 600-700 yards from the house. And as we're walking out and wading through the big tall weeds, we get up to the barn and we notice that the entrance is blocked on the side that we was walking on. So we had to walk around. And once we walked around, we get to a corner of this big barn, and I start hearing rustling and stuff. And I look over right where the medium was talking about at this watershed, and I see a full body apparition of a slave. I can remember him. He had like white clothing, cotton clothing on. The legs were like shredded at the bottom. He did not have any shoes on. But he was running, and I only got to see him for a few seconds. I'd say 5 seconds. And but he was running away from something, like he was scared of something. I can right now remember what his face looks like. And, but it was just very weird. I've never experienced something like that. I don't know if I ever will again, but it was like I could see part of his time in his time. And it was right where she was saying that there was something going on. And the weird part is she did not see it. And she was standing right beside me. But what she did do is hear him running. She heard the corn rustle. She heard the ground, everything. So that was very, very weird. I've had a lot of different things happen when I was younger. There's a place that's right up from me here. And I heard my voice, my name called from a man's voice right beside me, right by my ear as I'm sitting down playing a game. And that was very weird. I was scared and I ran across the street to my aunt's house that day. And I never really thought of it much after that. But I did also hear like old time ballroom music back in the back room at this same place. And then when I went back there to investigate to see what was going on, if somebody was home, because I was there all by myself, nothing, nobody was there. I heard laughter and stuff like that. But I don't really remember how long it was after that, but I do remember looking into my mom's closet and I found a Ouija board there. I didn't know anything about a Ouija board or anything. But after years later, my mom did tell me that her boyfriend did play a Ouija board there before. So I'm guessing that's where that stuff come from. Also, I learned that it's an old doctor's house. So back in the day, there's a place called Clemens Field here. It's a baseball stadium. I can actually, since the leaves and stuff are down, I can almost see the stadium from my house right now. They used to keep German refugees there when Hitler was around and everything, and even before that. And they would take them actually to this place where I lived, and they would conduct different kinds of surgeries and things on them.
So
there's a weird history with this town and different things that go on or went on. What's that?
I say, yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a great story. A lot of crazy things. I love it, you know. But there is certain things. It's so funny because I am actually staring at this church right now. So here is another story for you. Let's see, 4 years ago in October. I don't know why it's always around then. It seems like once it starts to get colder that the spirits do get a little more active around me. I don't know why. But this big church, it's actually closed down. It's a huge church. I went there with my ex-wife and her friend's parents had a haunted house there at the bottom of the church. Then they had a room way upstairs in part of this church where they would stay overnight sometimes, because I don't believe that they lived here in town. Well, this girl wanted to go up there and get makeup because we was going to go out to a Halloween party at a place here in town. And my ex-wife, she was scared of everything. She didn't want to go up there. So I told this girl, I said, I'll go up there with you. So I went up there. And I said, what is out this way? Because it was just like a big dark hole. She said, well, that is where the main part of the church was. It's fell in and everything. And we just have this part over here. She said, look out there and tell me what you think. And she's also a paranormal investigator on a different team. But so I look out there. And it's so weird because I don't know if you've ever felt hundreds, because I've had one or two, but hundreds of eyes staring at you, but that's what I felt.
Wow.
Then when we go back downstairs, and she, like, you know, her parents had that place and she just played it off. She didn't She just went up there and got her makeup and went back down. But as we're going down, this old church here, at least, had a huge door, really thick. And hopefully I could take some pictures of that whenever somebody buys that place or whatever they're going to do to it. But the door was open. It was propped open by a cinder block. And as we went up. So when we went down, of course, I let her go first. And she went through that door. And I'm coming on back down. And I'm going slow because I remember that year I was actually dressed as Clyde. And my wife was, you know who, Bonnie. So, and I had the slick shoes on. So I didn't want to go down them steep steps really quick. So I was going a little slower. And that girl already went through. And as I'm walking that way, I almost get to the door. That big door slammed in my face. So I stood there just stunned because I'm like, there's no way. Nobody was there. She already went around the corner. I mean, it wasn't locked or anything. I opened it right up. But yeah, it wasn't like the cinder block just moved or whatever. This thing slammed. It actually threw the cinder block down the other part of the steps. So that was very awkward. Yeah. So there's just so many different things. It's hard to sit here and really think about them. I didn't really want to write anything down or anything because I like to talk to people in my time, you know, yeah. And because you're going to get the better picture, I think. The other place that's right up the street here, it's one of the historians' places. He actually has the oldest building in town. Hannibal was founded by Moses Bates, and he actually has his building, which he sells old art and furniture and stuff. But what he does is he goes around the country and he has a team that takes apart old fallen in buildings. So from the 18 and early 1900s. And what they do is they take every little piece of that building, and I can take you or I can video this sometime to this building. And they just have thousands of pieces, hundreds of thousands of pieces of houses right up here. So that is one of the greatest. I love going there to test my equipment because as a paranormal investigator, the antique stores, you know that they hold stories, right? Well, yeah. Just what he has. I'm talking this, a lot of this stuff, like I collect old dolls.
Oh, and Lord.
Some of my dolls came from the state of Nevada, right beside a old mine that he has. So he was like, hey, Travis, I got some stuff up here. I know you like the creepy stuff. So I went up there and sure enough, you know, and he's always finding something. He has purple hearts. He has all kinds of stuff.
Wow.
I mean, but once I take my equipment into this place, it just goes berserk. You know, the old railings from houses. I mean, you never know who would have touched some of that stuff.
Right.
And my buddy, where he's from, I mean, Lincoln is buried not too far away. That was his stomping grounds, if you will. So, yeah, there's a lot of history here. I mean, even I told you I'd love to go your way because there's so much up there. It actually just gets better that way, I think. I do have a friend that has been on TV and everything. He's in Nevada now at a, I think they call it Paracon. You ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So he's actually, when you go to the meet and greet, he's the one you meet. I won't say his name right now, but we're supposed to be going to the Conjuring House sometime. So I was just, you know, shooting the crap with him and everything. And he actually sent me an application because it was funny. It's not that I want to work for him or anything. It is because I told him once you get into this kind of stuff, and I'm sure, like, how long have you guys been doing this?
Oh, gosh. For me, I've been ghost hunting for a long time.
Do you think that you've come across some people that say that they can see ghosts every second of the day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So So we was talking about that, you know. I don't want to say anything bad about those kind of people, but he laughed and everything, and he sent me an application. He said, "I think maybe I'd want you on my team," but I love my team. You know, it's new. I don't do it for any kind of notoriety stuff. Mm-hmm. I love history. That's
yeah,
why.
Me too.
But there's a lot of stuff coming up. He actually has a place, a team, an 8-man team in Indiana. So it would be awesome if we all could get together sometime.
Oh, yeah.
Could have him do the podcast if you like
yeah,
that.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. We're always looking for awesome people to interview.
There's a lot of stuff coming up. There's a lot of places to do. We just went to Louisiana, Missouri, and we went through this huge mansion. It's beautiful. These people lived in Newark, and they were looking online one day, the husband was, and there was an auction for this house in Louisiana, Missouri. So you're talking thousands of miles away. And he ended up buying it. Well, this house belonged to an old steamboat captain. And this thing is just huge. I mean, I've been to places that have summer kitchens, but this one actually has one that is attached to the house.
Man.
It has the original stuff in the basement where they did have the slaves and the old butler spot. And so it's beautiful. But what really impressed me is this guy has... he's military, ex-military, but he has everything back from his great-great grandparents. I'm talking everything, all their stuff from their house. Every one of them was in the military in glass casing. That he has the uniforms with all the medals.
Wow.
So it's awesome.
Wow.
But we did that place, and he had the steamboat captain. He had a big tower built in this house, and you would walk up a huge flight of stairs. And what that was built for is he would be able to look out to the Mississippi, and he'd be able to see when his boat was coming to get him. And but he would also be able to look off to the right and know if any enemy or anything was coming, because that was during the Civil War times. I am also getting ready to do, I know I'm jumping, I'm trying to get you some information here. But in I'm getting ready to do the old jail in Palmyra, Missouri. They actually had to go through the board to get me to be able to go there.
Wow.
Yeah, so you know, different places they don't like some paranormal stuff, or they want stuff left alone, or they just want to make shit, right?
Yeah.
So I get it. I respect everybody for that. But I get to do that, and it's got a rich history. It's the walls still contain big cannonballs where they try to break people out during the Civil War. A big edge of the brick there has where they sharpened the blades of their swords. There was a massacre that occurred there. There was hangings there. They actually housed the man that killed Martin Luther King there for a few days.
Oh my gosh.
He was moved around the country, so he wasn't killed. So a lot of different things. There was a lady that was housed there that killed her husband, I think three husbands, and a lot of other people, I believe her children too, with morphine back then. So there's a lot of history there. So I can't wait to do that.
Yeah, you're wanting to come up here, but I want to go down there.
Yeah,
I think you guys are gonna lie.
You know, I think anybody in our field, we're all like that, right? We want to. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because, it's so awesome. Now, I'm sorry about the train. You probably hear it. That is one other thing we're known for.
I love trains.
And that's the Burlington Railroad. It used to run through here, and right by the Burlington Railroad downtown, where it runs through, was a coal mining business. And that coal mining business was ran by the Loomis family. And the Loomis family had a 3-year-old. No, I'm sorry. He was almost three. He was two days shy of being three. And the servant, now that I got the right word out, she took the little boy down to see his dad one day in the 1800s. I believe it was 1876, I believe it was. And for whatever reason, the little boy got away from him and he drowned in the Mississippi River right downtown. And I am friends with the person that resides at the house now. And I've done an investigation there. And that little boy has actually followed me home.
Oh my gosh.
My kids have seen him. My wife here has heard his footsteps. But I do a lot of different things that's maybe different than other people. I took some of that Mississippi water because I found his exact location where he drowned. And I took some of that water to the house. And when I did that, a lot more things start happening. But I took some pictures there. Footsteps. That's all I've heard at that house. But there's no way that, or there's no, I'm trying to word it right. I know for a fact that this little boy has followed me home. My kids have seen him. They play with ping pong balls every now and then and throw them at each other like little boys do. And one of my sons, he said, yeah, I was laying there and ping pong ball just got up in the air by itself and it got thrown at me. And I was like, really? And then he told me that he's seen a little boy and told me what he looked like. And it's exactly what Edwin Loomis looked like. I've heard, I thought it was one of my kids one night running up and down the hallway. I opened the door and nobody was there. My wife has heard things and she would call me at work or snap me real quick. You got to get here and do something. You know, uh-huh. I mean, the boy isn't doing anything. What I believe it is, like I said, his dad had this coal business and he was a millionaire and he probably didn't, give him a lot of attention, you know, and, he sees that I have my kids and I'm a dad and stuff like that. I don't know. I do have a couple items that I have, an old bottle and stuff like that from that house that I've brought here. And that's kind of how I like to do things, you know. It's not that I want to bring bad to my house or anything like that, but I feel like it helps an investigation sometimes. I have old nails, the actual nails they used to for the slave plantation up there, farm. I have a lot of different things, but I have had to cleanse my house a couple times before. And like I said, I've had nightmares and my wife's had to wake me up from them. I've had to distance myself from one of the mediums because it seems like every time that we went somewhere, it wasn't nice. It was something bad. So I don't know, you know, not to ever take anything away from her, and I hope the best for her. But for whatever reason, when me and her would get together, it wasn't good. So, yeah, there's a lot to it. But... Wow. Anything else from me?
Well, I think great. You're going to have some stories to come in the next couple months, it sounds like. So.
Yeah, for sure.
So many that I can't think of right now.
Yeah. Oh, no problem. You're welcome on anytime.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
And I have so many friends and colleagues that have great... what is awesome is at the Loomis house, when I was investigating, this is what I really like. Is when I am talking to the mom, because she could sit there and she could talk for hours about this place and the crazy stuff that goes on. But when she walks into the kitchen to go do something, her daughter that is 17 can pick right up where she left off. So I know it's not a lie.
Wow, cool.
So, yeah.
Hey, send her our way if she wants to talk.
Yeah, I Will. So sometime if you guys want to, I can be in different locations. I can go up to the Elmwood Farm. We could sit in the attic and talk.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah,
Or
for
I
sure.
could take you guys down and show you part of the brothel that no one in this town has seen before.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I love history, so I'm all about that stuff.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I
Absolutely.
think that's really cool that you tie history into all of it and you look into the
Oh, I
history of
love
all the locations. It's amazing.
it. Yeah, because that's another thing that I've seen is when people when I started watching YouTube and they was coming here, some of them was being a little disrespectful or they was trying to taunt and stuff like that. It's not what I do. I don't really want to have to kick any kind of ghost out of their place where they were because they tied to that for some reason. Even if they're being a little reluctant to be nice, there's a reason. When I look back in the history of Hannibal, and this probably holds true for any place, but especially here, it was a booming place. It was supposed to be actually St. Louis, Missouri. But a lot of things fell through and they moved south and everything. But now when you look around and you see bad things going on and people not acting right, hell, if I was a ghost, I wouldn't be very happy either. I think it would be great. I think we could talk again and again.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
And I tell you what, go ahead and tell everybody how they can get in touch with either you or your paranormal team and like your if you have social media, that kind of thing.
Sure, yeah. It's on Facebook, it is Hometown Paranormal. On you can look us up on the web, www.hometownparanormal.com. A lot of things that come from there. There's so many different things that I'm going to end up doing. I'm going to end up having a podcast and everything, but I'm
Great.
kind of taking my time with it because I want it all to, it's kind of like having a new house. You want everything in there, but I don't want to move so quick. Like I said, I'm not really trying to do this for all that stuff. And I want everybody, my team to be ready. I don't want to throw all this stuff out there. And then everybody's that's actually what happened with my buddy that has done it for 20 years. He set up everything and life happens and people move on and everything. But I'm at the age where I'd like to stick around and do my stuff and trying to find people like that. So that's how you can get a hold of us. I'll have merchandise, all kinds of different things. So
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to that. And we are definitely going to be chatting with you again.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on, Travis. It was great meeting you today.
Thank you.
Yep.
Awesome
Thank
meeting
you. Yeah. All
All
right.
right.
Well,
Oh, I will send you our email. So if you want to send us any EVPs, you can do it that way. And then, like I said, we will give you guys full credit for them.
absolutely.
All right, Travis. Well, I hope you have a great day. Have fun with those kids.
Oh, yeah. You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.